We don't have the proper knowledge of the reality of death, because the reality of life is also unknown to us. If we look at the world of a caterpillar and the world of a butterfly, no matter how much you tell the caterpillar it will become like a butterfly, it will never fully understand it until it becomes a butterfly. Something that carries the qualities of nutrition, growth, and reproduction is considered by us to be a living being and a sign of life. But all these things are signs of life and not its reality. That which loses the signs of life is said to be dead, but these are signs of death and not its reality. According to the Holy Quran, life and death are two created things created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which can be stated is that the soul of man is having two stages of existence. The soul of man in the stage of this life is of the type which is in need of a material body to continue its life. But after death, the soul is able to live without this same material body. In this stage, it would have another life, and it is an everlasting life. It is learnt from the Holy Quran and traditions that death will come with great pain for some. The hardships of death are not physical pains and discomfort. It is spiritual and internal, and it is much more severe than physical tortures. Hardships of death can be from various aspects. Attachment to what we have gathered in this life, like a house, property, wealth, children and other worldly things. Men had committed lawful and unlawful acts to obtain these things, but their love for these things was so deep that it was very difficult to ignore them at the time of death. Seeing his past deeds. Throughout his life, man continues to commit numerous small and big sins, and after some time he forgets and believes he never sinned at all. He doesn't even repent for his sins. The fact is that all his words, acts, and morals are recorded in the scroll of his deeds. At the time of death, the curtain will be removed from his eyes and he will see each act committed by him during his lifetime. The Holy Quran says, "On the day that every soul shall find present what it has done of good and what it has done of evil." From many traditions, the righteous servant having faith in Allah, the Prophet, Judgment Day, and perform their religious duties, not only will be safe from the agonies of death, they will see their position in paradise at the time of death. They are released from a world filled with sorrow and grief, hardships and problems, injustice, pain and diseases, and transferred to a world full of happiness. Believers are not attached to this world that they should fear being separated from it. They have repented for all their sins if committed and have got it erased from the scroll of deeds. They have improved their hereafter with good deeds and good morals, and have been honored in the view of the Prophet and the Holy Imams alayhim as-salam.